This year, you'll be hearing a lot about Charles Darwin. It's the 200th anniversary of his birth and the 150th anniversary of the publication of The Origin of Species. That book, which explained the theory of evolution, was partly informed by the 5 years Darwin spent sailing around the globe on a sloop named the Beagle. The Beagle made stops on almost every continent, and during those sometimes lengthy layovers, Darwin would observe local culture and collect plant and animal specimens. Well, this year, in honor of Darwin, a few hearty souls are retracing the journey of the Beagle. The World's Carol Hills has more.
Before you get all excited, let's clear a few things up. These hearty souls are not that hearty. They're retracing Darwin's journey aboard the Beagle by private jet in just 26 days.
Well, it's been an outstanding trip and a wonderful voyage of discovery for all of us.
That's William Durham, a biologist and anthropologist at Stanford University. He's leading the trip. Durham and about 70 others, mostly Stanford alumni, are on the final leg of their round-the-world jet trip to celebrate Darwin and his theory of evolution. We caught up with Durham in Cape Town, South Africa, one of the final stops for the Stanford group and for Darwin and the Beagle. Durham says yes, Charles Darwin would be taken aback by going around the world in just 26 days and by the luxury of 21st century five-star travel, but not by this trip's intent.
Darwin would have taken a slow, deliberative approach with a lot of collecting, a lot of hours pondering. We had to move right along, but I would say the process of discovery and the process of, visually revisiting the places and rethinking what it was that helped to convert Darwin from the going view of life at the time, view of special creation, to an evolutionary view of life, I think we were able to capture some of that excitement, to capture some of that evidence, and to do it visually. I mean, firsthand, to see it for yourself.
This group has seen a lot for itself. They took off from San Francisco on January 5th. Since then, they've touched down in the Galapagos, of course, but they've also looked at the exact same fossil bed that Darwin did along the Uruguayan coast. And like Darwin, they've observed Maori culture in New Zealand, though, of course, much has changed there since the 1830s. And so have Tierra del Fuego, Mauritius, Polynesia, and Tasmania, other stops on the group's and Darwin's itinerary. Today, the group flies to Cape Verde, and on Friday, they finish up in London. And yes, I know you're wondering how much such a trip cost. I wondered too, but the Stanford Travel Office said they weren't allowed to give that information out. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.